Okay.
I swear to what?
My daughter's a star.
Next case.
This is case number 12,531, Mark and Amy Bauer seek a variance from the side yard setback requirement for existing structures, sections 115.42, 115.183, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Quillen Road in the Rehoboth Manor subdivision. The 911 address is 20592 Quillen Road, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 334, map 19.12, parcel 36.01. The applicants request a 1-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing outdoor shower. There are 4 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail returns.
Mr. Chairman, I see we have Mr. Meredith here. I understand that Mr. Meredith has a witness who is actually on the line, and
two.
Okay. And I know we haven't had that a whole lot. Typically allow those individuals to testify, but I suspect that Mr. Meredith may wish to, you know, ask questions of his witness or have them affirm whatever statements he may have. So I don't know how exactly you want to handle. I know we were just talking about before we came back from recess, so I thought maybe you'd like to address the chair about that.
Yeah, so thank you and good evening. As you mentioned, Chad Meredith, attorney at Hudson Jones, Jaywork and Fisher in Rehoboth. I have this property, this whole issue kind of came up through the course of a final settlement that occurred back in December. So I have the seller who's on the line listening, barring any technical difficulties. I also have the buyers on the line as well. Normally, if they were in attendance, as Jamie pointed out, I would ask them questions directly and they would answer. I don't know if when they do get prompted to call in, whether I pose the question, they hear me and they answer, whether I pose the question, it goes through you and then through the operator. Just logistically didn't know how this works.
How would you suggest we do that, Mr. Sharp?
My suggestion, I know I did talk to our IT personnel in the recess, and he did indicate that there was I believe a Mr. Bauer and a Miss Darlene Mary, who I believe were on the line. I'm not sure if he has the ability. Perhaps Mr. Phillips could go check with him to see if there's a way to punch in whichever one Mr. Meredith wishes to have at the given time. I presume we could do one at a time. Is that okay with you?
Or? Yeah, I mean, my hope, the Marys know a lot more about this than the new buyers, the Bowers. So my hope was to have the Marys on the line first and then the Bowers.
Okay. Well, Mr. Phillips is checking with our IT just to make sure that we loop in the correct person at the appropriate time. So,
sure enough. All right, well, thank you. Again, Chad Meredith of Hudson Jones, Jaywork and Fisher, representing the applicants. As I mentioned, they're on the line, as well as Carl and Darlene Mary, who were prior owners of this property. So again, this issue stemmed from having a survey prepared for the purchasers in the course of final settlement. It's fairly standard practice for us to submit stamped surveys to planning and zoning for them to stamp them as approved, assuming that they are in the county's jurisdiction. And that way we can record the surveys with the deed so that it's clear what property is being conveyed in case there might be any mistakes in meets and bounds descriptions or whatever the case may be. So in submitting the survey, another reason I submitted the survey was you look at it and we're dealing with a very tiny lot, very small side yards as it is. It's only slightly under 4,400 square feet, which, you know, it's just incredibly small. 45 by 100 roughly is what we're talking about. So, you know, the easiest thing to do is to find out whether the building meets setbacks is submitted to the county, and if there have been permits submitted and approved, then you're good to go. It came to our attention that the outdoor shower was not part of the original building permit. Everything else that's on the survey that was prepared by Foresight Services, so that's the boundary survey plan prepared for Amy Bauer and Mark Bauer, which was submitted with the application dated December 7th, 2020. As far as we could tell, everything else had been approved. There was also a prior variance in order to reduce the side yard setback specifically. The side yards The current five-foot side yard setback for reduced lots only came into play a few years ago. So when this was, this home was built in 2005, they had to submit for variances, which again were apparently approved. They just missed the shower, I guess. I'm not sure what happened with the shower. In any event, the shower has, we know, has been there at least since December of 2015. There's also a survey plan submitted with the application. This plan was prepared for Carl and Darlene Mary. It is the True North survey, which was prepared in December of 2015. It does show the outside shower in the same location. So again, we know it's been there since at least December of 2015. I can tell you that the Marys were not very happy when I pointed out that the shower was a non-compliant matter. They were completely taken aback. This was never raised up in their final settlement. They'd never received any complaints. They'd never received any notices of violations. It just kind of went unsaid, and I had to break the bad news to them. And you probably also noticed this is we're only asking for 1 foot. I did originally submit this as an administrative variance since we were seeking 12 inches or less. Mr. Whitehouse did indicate that he does believe that he could grant an administrative variance even when you're dealing with reduced setback lots. However, his preference is in these types of applications to bring them forward to you to hold a public hearing. Part of those conversations, he did say that I could also request a return of the additional $350 application fee. That's the difference between an administrative variance and a full variance. So we would like to request that as well. He said that you do have the authority to request reimbursement of the additional $350. I know that private restrictions aren't always what you really want to take into account. I do think that in terms of the altering essential character of the neighborhood, it is something to consider. So if you trace title back far enough, you get back to the Suburban Development Corporation, who developed all of these small lots. Those original deeds out from that corporation were in the 1950s. And in the 1950s, we didn't have a zoning code, so they put on private restrictions. Those private restrictions called for side yard setbacks of 4 feet. So the shower does meet the private restrictions. So I think that does go in keeping with not altering the essential character of the neighborhood. And not to mention just an aerial photograph, these houses are all located on fairly small lots with very small looking side yards. So going to the standards for relief, this property is unique. Again, we've got a very undersized lot, just under 4,400 square feet. It cannot otherwise be developed. In fact, it's already been developed. I think it's probably developed to about the point that you could get this thing developed. The shower has, as I said, it's already there. It's an existing shower. It's been there at least since 2015. But as it stands, the property cannot meet the zoning regulations since we've got this shower being 4 feet off the side lot line. Neither the Bowers as the current owners nor the Marys, our prior owners, created this issue. It was in place when the Marys bought in 2015. They didn't know it was not compliant, and we don't know who even installed the shower since it wasn't part of the original permit. In the event that the variance was granted, it would not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Again, it's been there for at least 6 years. The Marys didn't know the shower was non-compliant. They've received no notices of violations or complaints from neighbors. It was mentioned that 4 letters in support have been submitted. Each of those 4 letters in support are all of the adjoining property owners, so left and right side. In the back, there's sort of a shared property line on the back. So we have 2 neighbors to the rear. So all 4 of those folks have submitted letters in support. Those were obtained, again, in the hopes of getting an administrative variance granted. And again, there's private restrictions. This 4 feet for the shower does meet the private restrictions that have been in place. And lastly, the variance request of 1 foot is the minimum variance necessary to afford relief when we're dealing with the undersized lots and reduced setbacks, when we're dealing with a lot under 10,000 square feet. That's all I have. So again, if this all goes according to plan, hopefully we can try to have the Marys call in first.
Yes, so the operator has stated he can dial in Any caller at any time, he would just need to know the names. So the Marys first?
Yes, it's Carl and/or Darlene, I'm not sure.
And Darlene, Mary, and you are ready for them now?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Darlene, Mary, your line is open.
We're here.
Okay, Ms. Mary, this is James Sharp, I'm the board's attorney. Can you just state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Darlene and Carl Mary, we live at 4 Woodville Court in Newport Beach, Delaware.
Okay, and do you, are both of you going to testify?
I'll just do the testimony.
Okay, and do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right, thank you, the floor is yours.
Hi, Darlene, so far so good, thanks for calling in. Are you familiar with the subject property, specifically the property located at 20592 Quillen Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware?
Yes.
And how so?
We lived there for, that was the property we owned for 5 years.
Were you listening to the statements that I made in the course of my presentation of the variance request?
Yes.
Were the things that I said, were those all true and correct?
Perfectly correct.
And would you adopt everything I said as your own testimony?
Yes.
And do you recall signing the affidavit in support of the application on February 2nd, 2021?
Yes.
And do all the statements contained in that affidavit remain true and correct?
They do.
And that's all I have for you. I don't know if the board has any questions for Darlene Mary, prior owner.
Questions? Mr. Sharp? No questions.
Darlene, you're free to go. I guess remain on the line. Hopefully we'll hear a vote for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And then Mark or Amy Bauer.
Operator, may we have Mark or Amy Bauer dialed in, please?
Mark Bauer, your line is open.
Mr. Bauer, this is James Sharp, the board's attorney. I just need you to state your name and address for the record.
Mark Bauer, and my current home address is 2213 North Madison Street, Arlington, Virginia.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Hi, Mark. This is Chad. Thanks for calling in. Just a couple quick questions for you. Are you familiar with the subject property located at 20592 Quillen Road in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware?
Yes, I am.
And are you the current owner of the property?
I am the current owner.
And do you recall when final settlement took place?
I believe it was December 18th.
So since your purchase, since final settlement back in the middle of December, has anyone ever complained to you about the location of this outdoor shower?
No, we had no complaints.
Thank you, Mark. That's all I have, unless the board has anything for you.
Mr. Sharp?
Is there a well and septic on this property?
I believe it's county.
I have no further questions.
Thanks, Mark. It sounds like you're done, but feel free to remain on the line for the vote. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'll call one more witness. She's here. She's made the trip. Melinda Ingram, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Melinda Ingram, 18975 Goldfinch Cove in Rehoboth.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Melinda. For the record, would you mind just stating your occupation?
I'm a real estate agent with Jack Lingo in Rehoboth Beach.
How long have you performed that profession?
Since 2005.
And are you familiar with the subject property?
Yes, I was the listing agent for the Marys.
And in your opinion, and given your experience in your field, if this variance was granted to allow the shower to remain where it is, would that have any kind of negative impact on any neighboring properties in terms of their value or marketability?
No.
That's all I have for you. Thank you. So that is all I have for you. I don't know if there's any questions that I can try to help answer, but again, we're here seeking the approval of a one-foot variance from the required side yard setbacks of 5 feet. Again, the five-foot rule is the reduced setbacks for undersized lots. And if it would be, I guess we'd also respectfully request the authority to reimburse the $350 additional fee for the application cost.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other questions? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here against this application? Operator?
If anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. There is someone on the line who would like to make a comment at this time.
Thank you. Any other questions? No other questions. I'll close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12531 for Mark and Amy Bauer for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. For the following reasons, the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of development of adjacent property nor be detrimental to public welfare. And the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represent the least modification of the regulation at issue. And would add to approve reimbursement of the $350 application fee.
Second. Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I too for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12531 has been approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.